Next, I want to go through some tools to use. These tools are going to make you much more productive. The first tool is Basecamp. You can find Basecamp at basecamphq.com. Basecamp is a critical tool for myself. Basecamp allows you to do a whole bunch of things. First off, Basecamp allows you, and I believe there's a free trial. If not, it's relatively inexpensive. I have everyone at Growth Inc. is on Basecamp. Basecamp allows you to very easily create a to-do list. It very easily allows you to assign individual to-do items to members of your team. It allows you to have an overall to-do list, a weekly to-do list, and a daily to-do list, and very easily drag and drop an item from your overall to your weekly and or your weekly to your daily to-do list. It allows you to then post your weekly goals and get comments. So I can go on there very quickly and click a couple buttons and see all of my employees. I can see what their weekly goals are, what their weekly to-do items are. I can see what their daily to-do items are. And I can see if I agree with them. I can see exactly what I have complete transparency into the entire organization of everyone's to-do items. And I can say, hey, Andrew, I don't agree with this. Hey, Pete, I don't agree with this priority. Why is this being done today? I understand it's important, but let's do this other thing first and do that tomorrow or the next day. And I don't have to micromanage, but doing that a few times gets them seeing things and making sure their priorities are correct. And it's very important that I go and I can look very quickly at their weekly to-do list. And what I do, we also have meetings on top of that to go through things and make sure after the meetings that all of those to-do lists that result from the meeting are put right into the Basecamp to-do lists. And Basecamp also is great with virtual document storage. So what you can do on Basecamp, rather than sending emails, it does reduce clutter. If somebody comes across, let's say, a good article, they can post the article in Basecamp. It goes into Basecamp, and it rather than hitting your email box and cluttering your email, you could do it so people get a message that the article is now in Basecamp, or you can avoid those messages, and then people can go to Basecamp and just see all of the new good articles that they might want to read. So it's good for article storage, file management, etc. Great program, Basecamp HQ. I mentioned another tool to use, PDF 995. It allows you to take any digital document and turn it into a PDF document. It's a free program. I like it because it allows me to store documents and very quickly access them. The Google tools, there are three Google tools that I love. As I mentioned, Gmail allows you to thread emails, which I've told you was very, very powerful. It's very, very fast as well. It's web-based, so it doesn't matter what computer you're at. That will save you time, particularly if you're traveling or if you want to check email at home. It just has a lot of great functionality to it. It has very easy to filter, to create folders. It has a lot of shortcuts. Tab send automatically sends your email rather than having to click something. Clicking Y automatically archives. There's a lot of single button commands that you can use to accomplish tasks that make Gmail very, very effective. Allows you to be very, very productive, very, very efficient. Google Calendar I use, and I think it's a great tool. I used a physical calendar for many, many, many years, and always liked having it. I was always writing it down, and I felt that it was very productive. There was a lot of limitations in terms of recurring projects or tasks you can't do on a physical thing, on a physical calendar, and you can't schedule meetings virtually as well with a physical thing, obviously. So Google Calendar allows you to very, very quickly schedule your days. It allows you very easily and very quickly to create recurring appointments. So if you want to say, I check email from 2 to 2:30 every day, you do it once and you say this is an everyday thing or everyday Monday through Friday thing, and automatically your calendar for life or until whatever date you set is set up from 2 to 2:30, you can't be disturbed, you're checking email. It allows you to say on the third Monday of every month at 3 p.m., I block out, you know, conducting employee performance reviews on the third Friday. I revisit our marketing plan. So it allows you to block out times for key high priority tasks and allows you to do it on a recurring basis. Also, it's very integrated with Gmail, which is nice. You can send and create a meeting in Google Calendars. It automatically gets sent via email to your other people of your team. They click a button and it automatically gets added onto their Google Calendar. It's a very, very nice system that Google's created. And Gmail, Google Calendar, and Google Desktop are all free, which makes it even better. Google does offer a corporate solution, which is also, so you can use your corporate email address, and it's also very relatively inexpensive. Some other time-saving tools, there's doodle.com, doodle.com, allows you to spend a lot less time scheduling meetings if you don't use Google Calendar. Roboform.com allows you to more quickly fill out forms and remember passwords. Shortkeys.com allows you, it's pretty cool, shortkeys.com. It is a paid program. It allows you to complete repetitive computer tasks really, really quickly. So let's say you have a folder on your computer. You have maybe My Documents, Business Documents, Tax Forms, 2009 Tax Forms. And you have to dig down into that folder, you know, every few weeks or every week. You can set it so that you click, TTF or TF for tax folder and hit return, and you automatically open that folder. Or you can click CC return from wherever you're on the computer, and it automatically fills in your credit card number on a form. So it's a really cool, shortkeys.com allows you to complete repetitive computer tasks really, really quickly.